This is Ted Kennedy. The way to stop the nuclear arms race is to stop testing nuclear weapons. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off.
Now here.
Bob, last week marked the 41st anniversary of Hiroshima, and it reminded us once again that the overriding issue of our time is nuclear arms control and the prevention of nuclear war. One of the best ways to pursue that goal is by banning nuclear tests. That's been the aim of every president since Eisenhower, except Ronald Reagan. They understood that testing is the lifeblood of the arms race. The way to stop development of new weapons is to stop testing them. Now even the Soviet Union seems interested, Bob. They've held off testing for a year in the hope we would join the moratorium. But all President Reagan does is invite them to visit our test site. The Soviets say, let's stop testing. And President Reagan says, come watch our tests. Can't we do better than that, Bob?
Ted, straighten out your quotes. What the Soviets are really saying is, let's stop testing, now that we've completed all the tests we need to keep us way ahead. And what President Reagan is saying is, come watch our tests as a needed step in putting into place an effective verification system for any treaty we ratify. We have the technology for an effective system. We're willing to deal with the Soviets. All it would take is two things. One, the Kremlin has to decide it really wants progress in the nuclear testing area and negotiate seriously. And two, liberal Democrats have to stop using these sensitive national security issues as political footballs and support the President of the United States for change. Don't you agree with that, Senator Kennedy? This is Senator Bob Dole. Talk about compassion. Ted Kennedy's answer for the depressed energy belt is more taxes. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.